Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. My name is Isolde Trachtenberg, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to Collaboration Thursday. So let's talk about collaboration. What does it mean? In the simplest terms, of course, it means working together as a unified team to achieve a goal, right? So you work with other people in order to achieve the thing you're trying to achieve. When you have lots of personalities, that can be a challenge. So you need good communication skills, for sure, to be able to collaborate well and effectively. But you also need to know who the people are, what their skill sets are, and also who they, how they operate innately. And there are these personality traits that I've been thinking about a lot, and there are other people who talk about them too. There are lots of tests that you can take. You know, you can do the Myers-Briggs or DISCS or whatever. All of those things are absolutely valid, I think. And yet, to me, they break down into some very basic forms. I mentioned this yesterday in the Compassion Wednesday episode, but I want to go a little bit deeper into it. A specialist. What is a specialist? A specialist is someone who is great at the one thing, right? Albert Einstein, Mozart, they were specialists. They were amazing at the one thing they were great at, and maybe not so great at other things like paying the bills or, I don't know, picking up after themselves, I guess. I'm not sure what... I'm not sure that I don't know exactly what kind of housekeeper Mozart was, but I imagine he was so full of the one thing he was great at, which was music, that he let everything else sort of float away. So that's what a specialist is. The opposite of that, or along the continuum of that, is the generalist. And the generalist is someone who may not be grand at any one thing, but they're really very good at a whole bunch of things. And that person is able to see, assess, evaluate lots of different ideas, notions, factors, components of things, and then see a way to make them work together. So you can have the specialist who's great at the one thing, but maybe not great at other things, and the generalist who isn't great at the one thing, but is really good at lots of other things, or lots of things, I should say. Then you have the visionary versus the implementer. This is sort of the grid that I've developed. And the visionary is the person who can see the whole lay of the land, right? They have the idea, they can see all of the different parts, but they may not be the person who can implement it to make it actually go, right? So they can envision the engine, but they may not be the person who builds the engine. That job falls to the implementer. The implementer is the person who's got the skills to actually make it happen, right? And if they don't have the skills to make it happen, then they know how to form a team of people who will have the skills to make it happen, right? I know it sounds kind of confusing, but we need all of these kinds of people on projects in order to make them go. You need the visionary. You need your Elon Musk, right? He's the visionary. He's the one who's going to be out there with the huge ideas. The Steve Jobs is another one. But you also need the implementer. You need the person, the Tim Cook. Let's go with Apple. The Tim Cook is the one who's going to be the implementer. He may not have the vision of huge revolutionary change for Apple, but he certainly knows how to implement the things that need to be done in order to keep Apple being one of the biggest companies on the planet. And he also knows how to build a team of people that will help him do all of that. As I said, specialists are people like Mozart and Einstein. One of the things that I think a generalist does is they're able to do a lot of different things. And when I think of a generalist, I think of Oprah. Oprah is one of those people who, she's got a lot going on, right? She can write the story, she can act, she can produce, she can direct, she can do just about anything. She's a journalist. She has many, many, many different skills. And I'm not saying she's not great at them, but she's not known for the one thing that she knows how to do. She's got a palette that she can draw on. And that is really important because when she needs any one of those strengths, they are there. And she knows herself well enough to know that if she's not the person with the unique specialist skills, she'll find that person and she will have them do the work. That's one of the gifts of the generalist, is that you know when you're not great at something. And it may be frustrating, but if you collaborate with those who are specialists, if you find them and you can communicate to them what you need from them, then the specialists will be able to do the thing they're great at, so that the generalist doesn't have to be the person who actually does it. And all together, those four can work in that collaborative effort to create the project that needs to be created in order for things to work. I'm going to delve much more into this in the coming weeks and months, because I think it's really important for us to think about who we are. And I'm in the middle of developing an assessment so that you can figure out, am I a specialist or am I a generalist? Am I a visionary or am I an implementer? And once you know that, it'll be a lot easier to know what role you will best play in any kind of collaborative or project situation. But you need to know what that is. And I'm going to have that available, hopefully, within the next few weeks, maybe by the beginning of November, so that you'll be able to take an assessment and figure it out for yourself. It won't be long, but it'll be illuminating, I am sure, because it will give you, in some ways, permission to play to your strengths. Because there are times when we don't do that. We go, oh, but I want to be great at the one thing, and maybe we're not. And we have to be okay with that. Because if you're a generalist trying to live the life or do the work of the specialist, you're going to be knocking your head against the wall a lot. And in many ways, vice versa. So at some point, it becomes better, more optimal, and will give you a better outcome if you know who you are, know your skills, know your strengths, and then find the people who will complement what you know how to do in a way that will be substantive and will help you get the job done without you needing to get a bruise on your forehead from, as I said, knocking your head against the wall. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. This is Isolde Trachtenberg. I'm reminding you, if you are enjoying this podcast, this new shorter-formed Tuesday through Friday show, please, please, please rate and review it. Tell a friend. These are short and sweet episodes. They're pretty much never going to be longer than about 10 or 12 minutes. I just want the Tuesday through Friday to be something that is actionable in the four C's, that creativity and compassion and curiosity and collaboration. And of course, Fridays are Mindful Fridays. So we're doing everything. And then the long form, of course, the long form Monday morning shows that are the interview shows are going to be continuing. They're not going anywhere. Having said interview shows, I do have one more long form me episode this coming Monday. So I hope that you will stay tuned for that. It's all about how slowing down can make you faster. Until next time, till tomorrow, this is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you to listen, learn, laugh, and love a whole lot.